First was the shock of the cold, and then it was like falling off a building. Except it wasn't a free fall. It was like landing in a freezing, lubricated tube and being sucked down it at a steep and controlled angle, with acceleration. I was upside down. I was traveling, head first. I had landed on my back, and for a split second I had felt nothing. Just the freezing water in my ears and my eyes and my nose. It stung my lip. I was about a foot under the surface. I wasn't going anywhere. I was worried about floating back up. I would bob to the surface right in front of them. They would be crowding around the lip of the cleft with their guns aimed down at the water. But then I felt my hair stand up. It was a gentle sensation, like somebody was combing it upright and pulling on it. Then I felt a grip on my head, like a strong man with big hands was clamping my face between his palms and pulling very gently at first, and then a little harder and harder. I felt it in my neck. It was like I was getting taller. Then I felt it in my chest and my shoulders. My arms were floating free, and suddenly they were wrenched up above my head. Then I fell off the building. It was like a perfect swan dive on my back. I just arched downward. But I accelerated, much faster than a free fall through the air. It was like I was being reeled in by a gigantic elastic cord. I couldn't see anything. I didn't know if my eyes were open or shut. The cold was so stunning and the pressure on my body was so uniform that I didn't really feel anything either. No physical force. It was completely fluid. It was like some kind of science fiction transportation. Like I was being beamed down. Like I was liquid. Like I had been elongated. Like I was suddenly 30 feet tall and an inch wide. There was blackness and coldness everywhere. I held my breath. All the tension went out of me, and I leaned my head back to feel the water on my scalp, pointed my toes, arched my spine, stretched my arms far up ahead of me, opened my fingers to feel the water flow between them. It felt very peaceful. I was a bullet. I liked it. Then I felt a panicked thump all through my chest and knew I was drowning. So I started to fight. I tumbled myself over, and my coat came up around my head. I tore it off, spinning and somersaulting in the freezing tube. The coat whipped across my face and hurtled away. I slid out of my jacket. It disappeared. I suddenly felt the bitter cold. I was still going down, fast. My ears were hissing. I was tumbling in slow motion, whipping down and down faster than I had ever traveled, and rolling and tumbling like I was mired in treacle. How wide was the tube? I didn't know. I kicked desperately and clawed at the water around me. It felt like quicksand. Don't swim down. I kicked and fought and tried to find the edge, bargained with myself. Concentrate, find the edge, make progress, stay calm. Let it take you down 50 feet for every foot you move sideways. I stopped for a second and regrouped and started swimming properly and hard. Like the tube was the flat surface of a pool, and I was in a race, like there was a girl and a drink and a chair on the patio for the winner. How long had I been down? I didn't know. Maybe 15 seconds? I could hold my breath for maybe a minute, so relax. Swim hard, find the edge. There had to be an edge. The whole ocean wasn't moving like this. It couldn't be. Otherwise, Portugal was going to be underwater, and half of Spain. Pressure roared in my ears. Which way was I facing? Didn't matter. I just had to get out of the current. I swam onward, felt the tide fighting me. It was incredibly powerful. It had been gentle before. Now it tore at me, like it resented my decision to fight back. I clamped my teeth and kicked on. It was like crawling across a floor with 1,000 tons of bricks on my back. My lungs swelled and burned. I trickled air out between my lips, kicked on and on, clawed the water ahead of me. 30 seconds. I was drowning. I knew it. I was weakening. My lungs were empty. My chest was crushed. I had 1 billion tons of water on top of me. I could feel my face twisting in pain. My ears were roaring. My stomach was knotted. My left shoulder was burning where Polly had hit it. I heard Harley's voice in my head. We never had one come back. I kicked on. 40 seconds. I was making no progress. I was being hurled down into the depths. I was going to hit the seabed. I kicked on, clawed at the tide. 50 seconds, my ears were hissing, my head was bursting, my lips were clamped against my teeth. I was very angry. Quinn had made it out of the ocean. Why couldn't I? I kicked on desperately. A whole minute. My fingers were frozen and cramped. My eyes were scoured. More than a minute. I flailed and lashed. I battered my way through the water, kicked and fought. Then I felt a change in the tide. I found the edge. It was like grabbing a telegraph pole from a speeding train. I punched through the skin of the tube, and a new tide seized my hands and hit me in the head, and turbulence battered me, and I was suddenly cartwheeling head over feet and floating free in water that felt still and clear and freezing. Now think, which way is up? I used every ounce of self-control I had and stopped fighting, just floated, tried to gauge my direction. I went nowhere. My lungs were empty. My lips were clamped tight. I couldn't breathe. I had neutral buoyancy. I wasn't moving. I was dead in the water in a cubic mile of black ocean. I opened my eyes, stared all around me, above me, below me, to the sides. I twisted and turned, saw nothing. It was like outer space. Everything was pitch dark. No light at all. We never had one come back. I felt slight pressure on my chest, less on my back. I was hanging face down in the water, suspended. I was floating upward, very slowly, back first. I concentrated hard, fixed the sensation clearly in my mind, fixed my position, arched my spine, scrabbled with my hands, kicked my legs down, stretched my arms toward the surface. Now go! Don't breathe! I kicked furiously, scooped huge strokes with my arms, clamped my lips. I had no air. I held my face up at an angle so that the first thing to break the surface would be my mouth. How far? It was black above me. There was nothing there. I was a mile down. I had no air. I was going to die. I opened my lips. Water flooded my mouth. I spat and swallowed, kicked onward. I could see purple colors in my eyes. My head hummed. I felt feverish, like I was burning, then like I was freezing, then like I was wrapped in thick feather quilts. They were soft. I could feel nothing at all. I stopped kicking then, because I was pretty sure I had died. So I opened my mouth to breathe, sucked in seawater. My chest spasmed and coughed it out, in and out twice more. I was breathing pure water. I kicked once more. It was all I could manage. One last kick. I made it a big one. Then I just closed my eyes and floated and breathed the cold water. I hit the surface half a second later. I felt the air on my face like a lover's caress. I opened my mouth, and my chest heaved, and a high spout of water shot up, and I gulped air even before it came back down on me. Then I fought like a madman to keep my face up in the cold, sweet oxygen. Just kicked and panted and breathed, sucking and blowing and coughing and retching. I spread my arms wide and let my legs float up and tilted my head back with my mouth wide open, watched my chest rise and fall, fill and empty. It moved incredibly fast. I felt tired and peaceful and vague. I had no oxygen in my brain. I tossed around in the water for a full minute, just breathing. My vision cleared. I saw dull clouds above me. My head cleared. I breathed some more, in, out, with my lips pursed, blowing like a locomotive. My head started aching. I trod water and looked for the horizon, couldn't find it. I was pitching and falling on fast, urgent waves, up and down, maybe 10 or 15 feet at a time. I kicked a little and timed it so that the next wave carried me up to its peak, stared ahead, saw nothing at all before I fell back into its trough.